I say to you solemnly, the mountain is only as high as its valley is deep. Shall you rejoice highly with me when I am raised from the dead? You must descend with me then into the great depths of your sinfulness and into the even greater depths of my mercy. I love you enough to be honest with you about your darkness and about my light in the midst of that darkness. And so I walk with you now in honesty through the valley of the shadow of death. Look upon me, hanging from this cross for you, as I tell you the story of Good Friday. I made this very day for you. My mercy has impelled me to show you how you cannot hide from my love, even when you turn your back on me. I do see your sins as you commit them, and I watch you as you try to hide them from me. I stood beside you as you avoided mentioning me, as you remained fearfully silent when my holy name and when my church were mocked. You asked me not for courage, yet I came to your failure with my mercy. This is the story of Good Friday. I waited patiently as you accused me of cruelty. You looked upon the bitterness of your afflictions and you believed me to be the cause of them. I came to you as a skilled surgeon, ready to remove the sickness from your soul. Yet even as you cried for my help, you preferred rather to hold tightly to your rage, to your self-pity, to your unforgiveness. Yet for your false accusations, I return to you my love. For this is the story of Good Friday. My friend, you fought not against the distractions of your mind, of your unruly desires, of the empty pleasures of this world. You sought out the food that does not satisfy. You wasted time trying to predict financial markets as if money were your security. You stared for hours and hours at your computer screen, your television screen, your cell phone screen. You searched out impure amusements. You fed upon cynical wisdom. You nursed in your heart both the wrath and the self-righteousness of worldly news. You nailed my hands with these betrayals of your heart, hands that were meant to embrace you, hands that were made to trace upon your soul the sentiments of true delight, true wisdom, true righteousness. And yet, I convicted your human betrayal with my own divine generosity, because this is the story of Good Friday. I received the pain when you judged your brother in your heart, when you spoke angrily, when you spoke impatiently, when you spoke with contempt at your husband, your wife, your parents, your children, your coworkers, even your friends. I received those scourging blows on my back to protect their hearts from even greater pain, from even deeper wounds. I countered your uncharity with the flesh of my protective compassion. This is the story of Good Friday. That moment when you let your worries abound, when you placed upon the throne of your heart your fears, your doubts, your discouragement, that was the crown of thorns. Was I not your king then? You left me here those moments as you fed me, not with the wine of rejoicing, but with the vinegar of your unfulfilled desires, of the foolishness, of the acedia, of the listless spirit. It was as if, having left me there for dead, yet even then you would pierce my heart. That one hurt. I grieved for you. I loved you at every moment. I've been here for you always. I made my decision about you long ago. This is the story of your Good Friday. How do I hang here for you? I have made you for myself. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And I have loved you with an age-old love. I loved you so much that I came to save you from your miseries. I came to lift you up into my everlasting peace. Today I climb the mountain to the cross. This is the mountain of your sins. But even now, remember what I spoke to you in my gospel, that even one act of faith can lift up this entire mountain and throw it headlong into the vast, measureless ocean of my merciful love. I am the Lord. I am your God. Please, please cast before me all your sins. Come before me now with nothing but humble contrition. I come to console you, my friend. I come to transform you into a brand new creation. Please receive my mercy now.